Be on the lookout on Saturday, May 3rd, when there will be hundreds of people of all ages on the University of Maryland College Park campus for the Best Buddies Maryland Friendship Walk. The mission of Best Buddies is to create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, meaningful employment, and leadership development for people with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities. Participating in this walk will help raise funds to further this mission. For more information about this great event and organization, search Best Buddies Friendship Walk Maryland online. And remember, it's more fun to walk with a friend.
This is WMUC Digital College Park, and welcome to Blow Up.
Come on.
Ooh, okay. That was Kraftwerk. That was Computer Love by Kraftwerk. So this is our last episode of the semester, which I am quite bittersweet about. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in every Thursday. And I, of course, want to thank the board of WMUC for giving me a chance to create this show. This episode is going to be atypical of a typical episode. We're not really going to talk about a certain movement in time or history, but we're going to focus and feature songs that are sort of about our new technological landscape, both new and old. I think mostly old. I think most of these songs are honestly like 20 years old, but I think they're pretty relevant now, and I think that's beautiful. So instead of giving you a rundown or history of a movement or a song or an artist, I'm going to provide anecdotes about AI, or not about AI, about technology and about how it affects us psychologically and emotionally. So, yeah, our next song is going to be quite mainstream, but I don't want to, this doesn't really set the next tone of the episode. I just think it's sort of a cool track. About this sort of stuff. Next song is going to be Aries by Gorillaz. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. That was Moksha Doma. The first anecdote that I want to bring up today is a recent article that I found about a guy named Chungun Lee. And this guy raised like $5 million to create his own AI cheating tool. And he got suspended from Columbia University. And I was reading his thought process, and I don't know whether or not this man is insane or whether or not this is just indicative of every single college student living in the United States. Essentially, some of the excerpts that I found really interesting is that he pretty much had no interest in completing any of his assignments because they were hackable by AI. He did not care, really, about the university's rigorous curriculum, and to most other Columbia students, he believed that using a robot would probably get him into success. And I guess he was successful in a way by creating this AI chatbot tool. Essentially, he got into Columbia University by writing a personal letter, personal statement, or like we've all done to get into colleges, using ChatGPT. And essentially what he said is that he didn't really have to care or put any thought into this essay or this personal statement, because with ChatGPT, it straight up gives you what you have to follow. You don't really have to think that much. I think that's kind of interesting. It makes me wonder what exactly that you read is, and not even just in universities, just like in general, in this social, not this social, this search engine optimized world, whether or not the articles that you're reading actually have any thought behind them or any humanity behind them. It worries me whether or not the books and the literature we're going to read is going to be written by a human with an actual thought process or not. But what scares me is that I think we are heading into a world where most people are anti-intellectual, and most people don't really care about learning different languages, and including their own. And I think that's kind of scary. I don't know. I think that we should, like, basic to say, but I think that we should start caring. I think that it's cool to care, and that it's cool to try and learn instead of having everything handed towards us with something that, you know, can't really think like we can. The next song we are going to be playing is Waiting by Snakeskin, and after that, Bocanada by Cerati, and after that, Human Behavior by Bjork. So, this, once again, is Waiting by Snakeskin.
To return to the tent, to reward, No hay más que decirnos, habla el humo, nada el humo, y rema en espiral. Cuando no hay más que decirnos, se abren al aire vacíos que dos no pueden respirar. Para de se alargando el después, trayectoria sin final, distante placer de una mirada frente a otra, esfumándose. Que decirnos, me hago uno con el humo, serpenteando la razón. De todo aquello decidido, se estira el tiempo y me olvido como dos. Y en la espera vagamos indiferentes por el espacio que dejó para desvanecerse alargando el después, una historia sin final, distante
That was Human Behavior by Bjork. Bjork, off of her debut album entitled Debut. I like that song because it sort of glosses, or not glosses, it reveals the idiosyncrasies of humans, and it's up to us to determine whether or not, you know, it's a good or bad thing to be a human. I think it's a good thing. I hope you think it's a good thing, too. And, you know, I think about how most of the music we love can only be done by humans. I want to share this article that I found. I found this article. It was written by an AI consultant in the music AI industry. And I'm not really sure if this article was actually written by a human, because, like, there's, like, some grammatical mistakes and such. And like, it's not, like, the best written article. But I found this paragraph and I thought it was really funny to any aspiring music maker out there. And I just want to state that this is coming from a unbiased source. This is not my opinion. So, you know, no, I'm not advocating for anything. Okay. So with generative AI, we're seeing the emergence of AI co-writing. Artists can now input a basic melody or lyrical idea and have an AI system generate complementary elements, potentially sparking some new creative directions. Some musicians are even experimenting with real-time style adaptation during live performances, using AI to morph their sound based on the fly, based on audience reactions. I've never seen that done before. According to them, if they've done it, then they've done it. But I've never seen it done. I wonder, you know, who they're talking about. If you know who they're talking about, let me know, because I'm curious to know who's using AI to morph, or who's using AI to morph their music based off of audiences. Our next song is going to be Yuseshua by FKA Twigs off of their album Yuseshua, which came out this year. And then we will listen to Capsule and BT. Capsule is a Japanese band, and I think they're cool. So, yeah, this is Yuseshua made by a real woman and a real human being. How did she make this? Give it up for her, please, if you're listening right now. So I'll give it up for her. I see you.
We'll be right back.
We got one more time. We got time for one more song tonight. I just want to say, I want to thank you guys all for listening this semester. It was a delight, and I hope to be back next semester. I think I'll probably be back next semester. Who knows? Something could happen. The world could end. We'd be in a nuclear apocalypse. Who knows? Whatever. This last song is by 37, or I it's not 3776. It's in Japanese. I'm bad at pronunciation. But this is called The Birth of Oxygen. So I'm